One or two last points about Machzor HaShekel. The Eli Rabba says you cannot use most Meiser for Machzor HaShekel based on the rule that anything which is a Chiyuv, anything which a person has to do, a person cannot use most Meiser. Meiser is only used for things which I have a choice. I cannot use Meiser, money of Meiser, which is, has its own responsibilities, to pay back my debts. So if I have a chiyuv, that's my debt, I can't use Meiser money for that. So Eliyahu Rabbah says you can't use Meiser money for Machzor HaShekel. Mishabur does not bring this Eliyahu Rabbah. He does bring this in conjunction with Matanos of Yoinim, which we'll go to next. That Matanos of Yoinim, the primary element of the mitzvah, the basic mitzvah, which is a chiyuv to do, you can't use Meiser money for that purpose. He doesn't mention it in regard to Machzor HaShekel. We have to assume that because he holds, since Machzor HaShekel is a minig, it's not a chiyuv from the Torah, from Dira Kabbalah, from Chazal, it's a minig, which is only a minig. So he holds you could use Meiser money for that purpose. So one suggestion is, so that which is the basic chiyuv, the basic minig, it's, Eliyahu Rabbah says, it's not, you should not use Meiser money for that purpose. That which a person gives for his children, even though he's not mechuyev to, that which a person gives this extra amount, we were discussing yesterday, to be equal to the amount of silver, those extra things, he could use Meiser money for that purpose. But the bottom basic minig of the $1.50 a person for himself, he should not use Meiser money for that purpose. The appropriate time to give Machzor HaShekel seems to be different than Hagim. Mr. Burr mentions that the minig is either to give it on Tanis Esther before Mincha, or to give it Purim morning before Kriyas Megillah. Whatever one you do is fine. A person not to do it before Purim, he can do it after. He can do it later on as well, sometime during the month, preferably sometime during the month of Adar. So moving on to Matanis of Yarnim. So Matanis of Yarnim is a Tekana of Tekana Divrei Kabbalah. It's part of the Ksubim that. Part of the mitzvah of Purim is to give matanos lev yonim. Give one matana each to two poor people. One to one poor person, and one to another poor person. So plural matanos to lev yonim plural, but one to the other. The discussion is this a mitzvah of tzedaka? But there's the Chazal took the mitzvah of tzedakah and they were mechayiv to do tzedakah on Purim. Or this is the sort of this concept is to make sure that the aniyim are also happy on Purim. It's not a tzedakah; it's part of simplest Purim. So one of the nafkaminas is do you say a shechiyanu on it? The Mishabura says that when you say the shechiyanu Purim morning, you have in mind the other mitzvahs of Yom. Besides Kriyas Megillah, you say shechiyanu when you read the Megillah. You should have in mind for the Sudas Purim. You should have in mind for Shalach Manas. This is a shloah. The shloah says you should have in mind for these things as well. The Mishabur does not mention having in mind for Matanos of Yoinim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this halacha down, says have in mind for the Kriyas Megillah, Shalach Manas, Sudas Purim, and Matanos of Yoinim. So but there seems to be two ways to understand what Matanos of Yoinim is. How much do you have to give? So the normal shear for giving stock is a pruta. So we could argue over here that the chiyuv is to give a pruta. But if you understand that the purpose of simplest Purim, giving a person a pruta is not really sufficient. So one understanding is that a person should give, and the Rambam says that a person is not yotze with giving a pruta. Mishmur is mashed that you are yotze with a pruta. Rambam and Tshuva says you're not yotze giving a pruta. You have to give enough that a person can make a basic meal. And he gives a suggestion that the Tshuva is dated from the year 1979, Tavshin Lama Tess, and he says that amount would be $1. I would assume that with inflation that nowadays it's more than that. To get by a basic meal, a person could go into the store, buy a roll, buy a can of tuna, buy himself a can of soda. $3-$4, $5 a person for sure would be fulfilled that mitzvah. So you have to give two of those. You have one for each honey. So a person would give double that amount. Let's say if you say you call $3-$4, he would give $8. That's for himself. If he's giving for his wife as well, he would give another $8 for his wife as well. Each person that's giving that, the person would give that amount of money. If a person gives Matanos of Yoinim to the before Purim, he gives it to the Gabbai, and the Gabbai gives it out on Purim, that's fine. If he gives it to the Ani before Purim, that's a question. He gave it to him not on Purim, he gave it to him before Purim, but the Ani waits until Purim to use the money. So Magen Avraham is mashma that situation would work as well. Most people do not give directly to Aniyim in our situation. You're giving through the Gabbai, and the Gabbai gives it out on Purim, and therefore that's not a problem. Okay, I think that's what I want to touch on in Matanos of Yoinim. Next week we'll go through the halachos of Shalach Manas and Kriyas Megillah and Sudas Purim and the Tanis Esther and the halachos of a person who is inebriated, whether he's allowed to daven or not. Have a good morning.